Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are headed Sunday to key election states where they trail. A last-minute bid by both candidates to grab the attention of undecided voters and find a path to victory. National surveys continue to show Clinton with a narrow edge over Trump. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not insurmountable. Collections of recent national polls show Clinton looking to become the country's first female president with about a 2 or 3 percentage point edge over Trump, although the latest major tracking poll by The Washington Post and ABC News pegged her lead at 48% to 43%. But U.S. presidential elections are not decided by the national popular vote, but rather in the Electoral College, with the outcome determined by the results in each of the 50 states and the national capital, Washington. The biggest states have the most electors in the Electoral College, with both Clinton and Trump needing a majority of at least 270 of the 538 electors to win the election. A U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Syrian fighters has launched an operation to retake the Islamic State group Syrian bastion Raqqa. A commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, in Ain Issa, 50 kilometers north of Raqqa, announced the start of the campaign Sunday. The SDF is dominated by the main Syrian Kurdish fighting force known as the People's Protection Units, or YPG. Turkey views the YPG as a terrorist organization, but the U.S. believes the YPG is the only militia capable of undertaking